today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information's on the website, and there's a link to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free, and you may listen 24 hours a day, absolutely for free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the broadcast, the syndicated worldwide broadcast from Minnesota. Tonight, Ziggy's Fight Night, Defense by Storm. Linus Ertley is going to be playing the bad guy for as long as he can stand it. USAPrepares.com instructor Storman Norman Cantwell, mixed martial arts instructor, and Linus Ertley will be on stage tonight at Ziggy's. They're going to teach defense and how you can neutralize your attack in 1 minute or 2 minutes. Absolutely riveting. So imagine that, Fight Night, right in the restaurant, Ziggy's. 5:30, Springfield, Missouri. And you're invited. Government employees, picture ID required at the door. This hour, Frank Underhill. We're going to be talking about survival economics. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning to your listeners, and good morning to everyone listening out there on Veterans Day. Good morning to you all.
You know, Frank, I was looking at the price of gold and silver. Gold is $1,282.70. Silver, $2,135. Kind of flat. What's going on?
It has been like this, and it's flat because there's really no word on where stimulus is. There's people, there's pundits that say, well, they're easing, and there's those that say that it's coming on. And until you have a clear direction, you're going to see this some sideways movement in gold. However, if you look at the U.S. dollar chart, the trend is on the downside. The dollar looks weak, but also gold, you know, may look weak. But I don't think gold's as weak as the pundits say it is. I'm nowhere near even thinking of writing gold off. And primarily, when you look at the in China, where they're building gold vaults to store physical gold for their customers. So the institutions that trade in the metal in China will have a supply there where they don't need to be importing it all the time from international banks. So I think they're looking at a more bullish market for it, because I couldn't see them building this infrastructure if they were short-term players, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, Frank, I'm looking at silver dollars right now, and silver dollars are XF silver dollars, VG, you know, not very good ones, are about $27 a piece on the market. Now, that's still a huge premium over the $21.35, you know, spot price, melt price for silver. Now, if you really want a nice silver dollar, you know, just a piece silver dollar, which we're plenty of, we're still looking at between $35 and $36 a piece for, you know, a brilliant uncirculated silver dollar. So they're still expensive. They're still not cheap, and they are available, but they're not a dollar. You know, they still are holding their value. So I'm pleased with what I've bought. the premiums go up and down as the price of the metal goes up. The premiums come down a little bit as the price of the metal goes down. The premiums go up. So I bought some silver dollars in the last 2 weeks, and I'm happy with it. I really am. I bought some 1 ounce little Morgan silver bars. I'm happy with them. And I'd rather have precious metals than digits in the bank. And the longer I look at what the banks have done to us, the more I distrust our banking system. So, Frank, do you think we should do with silver or let's start with gold? What should we do with gold? Should we buy it? Should we hold it? Should we sell it?
I think gold should always be in everyone's portfolio, whether it's through mining shares or gold certificates or physical. Either or, as long as you are in gold, that's the important thing. Same goes for silver. But Vincent, you've been doing this for a very long time, and I think a lot of your listeners mm-hmm. probably been doing this for a long time, and they've seen silver go up and they've seen it go down. But every time it's gone down, it hasn't gone down to those, like, you know, single-digit levels. So now the new low on the gold is in the $20 range, basically. And the same with gold. When gold was $900 an ounce, we were jumping around the office doing somersaults thinking, hallelujah. And now you're seeing gold here at the $1,300 level, and it's, any penny of the sky is falling. I remember when gold was trading at $600-$700 an ounce, we were all happy and elated. So I don't know where all the euphoria has been zapped from. These are still good prices.
I remember gold at $285 and $295 and $307. Yeah. And
now you're seeing it at these levels, and a tiny penny of the sky is falling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough to be able to buy some at those numbers, $285, $295, $307, maybe even $311, $313. So, yeah, it's worked for me. And I suggest that, if you can buy it on the dips, that's the plan. At least that's
And Vincent, the also another factor is no one ever looks at what the foreign currencies are doing. You know, on the long road, foreign currencies are doing better against the dollar. You know, the dollar may be high, but if you look at foreign currencies, they're recovering. Like the euro is 133, which is, very, very strong for that currency. I remember when that Yes. came out to trade at par and it went all the way down to 80. So, you're looking at a lot of room for these currencies to move as well, too.
I remember I remember exactly what you're saying. I remember it came out par, and I remember 87. I remember going down a little lower than that. You're absolutely right. And 133 is pretty high. So against the dollar, we're not doing so well, Frank.
Yeah. And remember, the euro's high when gold was at the high in 2011, that's when gold was high as well. So if people want to look at a roadmap to what gold should be in doing, just don't be afraid to go and look at the charts, and you don't need to go too far back to see when they were at their peaks. And you look at the movement today in gold and what the euro are doing, or the pound for that matter.
So, Frank, you feel just hang on, everything's going to be fine? That's my plan.
Well, people who buy this are generally long-term players anyways. And I don't think people are just going to take all their gold and all their silver and go into the dealer and offload it in one shot. And I think generally people who do have this are usually long-term players anyways. So, yeah, the answer to that is absolutely not, no.
Frank, I was looking at a post. Las Vegas is installing IntelliStreets. They're lighting fixtures capable of video recording. Are you seeing any of that going on in your area where these light poles are being installed that have benefits, as the government would say, emergency management, security? They have features that will have flashers, and they'll play music and sound announcements, all controlled from an iPad. So Homeland Security is funding this thing. and they can record what's going on in audio and video on the streets. Have you been made aware of any of this that's going on?
I've heard of it, and can I just say, Vincent, if I just step back, I never heard of police cars driving around parking lots and zapping every single license plate they see. And it was happening here, and it took me a while to catch on. And yes, now it is true. Everyone knows the secret's out. It is happening. So what you're saying, I wouldn't be surprised of this either. And even though I haven't seen it, but I would probably guess that these would be in like more populated areas like the Strip or where hotels are, basically casinos. And unfortunately, I have to believe it.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that some of this has been deployed in Europe. And this is all in the book, George Orwell's 1984, where they talked about these things and they alluded to some of them. But they're here. These things are here. I'll tell you what. I was talking with Mrs. Finelli over the weekend, and she said, I don't want to leave the farm. I mean, we are now at the point where we don't even want to go out because there is facial recognition, there's biometric scanning, they've got our eyes. When we walk into the Chinese factory outlet, there's a technology that can identify who we are when we walk in. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And so what I'm thinking I want to do is I want to get one of those great big brim hats, you know, a cowboy hat, and I want to walk around with that and huge sunglasses and actually do the kinds of things that movie stars do to kind of hide who they are. And I can understand why, because we are being monitored everywhere we go. It's absolutely outrageous. After this broadcast, I want to call a school in Missouri because they are scheduled to do training for chip implementation for young children. They want to chip them. And it's good for them because they say that if these young children are chipped with a radio frequency identification chips inserted under their skin, they can go to the bank and get free candy. Now, candy's not good for them anyway. And they can go to the supermarket and they get free candy. So these young children are thinking, this is the coolest thing. All you have to do is get this little chip implanted under your skin and you can get free candy. What a racket. I can't believe it. Our government is out of control. We come back, Frank. I'd like to talk a little bit about Armistice Day, Veterans Day. And I've got a few comments about it, and then we'll get into the numbers. Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us. Today is Veterans Day, and here's my personal comment. When I was a child, Veterans Day was referred to as Armistice Day, a national holiday honoring military veterans. My family, just as so many others, is filled to overflowing with veterans. Armistice Day is a federal holiday that's observed on November 11th. It coincides with Remembrance Day, which is celebrated in other parts of the world. Today we remember the personal sacrifices of our veterans, those who have entered the fight of their lives, and often the fight for their lives. Today is the day set aside to remember, but that is not enough, nowhere near enough. We need to remember and thank our veterans every day. When you see one, introduce yourself and thank him. Thank him for his service. And if you can, buy him lunch. Explain your gratitude in your own words. All entering the military knew of some of the risks, but none knew all of the risks. Some did not win the fight and lost their lives. Some have lost parts of their bodies. Some have lost their minds through bullets, airborne projectiles, concussions, and explosions. Armistice Day marks the anniversary of the signing of the armistice that ended World War I. World War I was so bloody, so gruesome, and so horrific that it was known to be the war that would end all wars. We're very slow to learn because we continue to start more wars. All wars are based on lies, big lies, lies to the people of the countries whose men and women fight them, and lies to the countries that are bombed to smithereens during them. Just think about what it would be like to be in a tornado combined with an earthquake, combined with a massive lightning storm, combined with your friends and neighbors shooting at each other and shooting at you, trying to blow up your house and kill your family. Imagine that going on for 24 hours a day, for 4 years. Add to that mix rockets, mortars, and aerial bombings. And for good measure, add in some poisonous and lethal gases. Then add in some bitter cold without heat because the power plants had been blown up. Then add food shortages, medicine shortages, and other necessities of life that are in short supply. Then think about it. That's what old men do when they start wars. No sane person would do that. It takes a politician to send hundreds of thousands to millions of people to fight to the death. Over what? A big lie. This is the suffering that befell our veterans and those around them. That's why they call it war. It's the most insane thing that we do to each other. Nothing else comes close. Pure insanity. Few forced on the rest. Imagine looking down at your front lawn, separated by 3 feet are two ant colonies. They're battling to the death. Have you ever seen that? I haven't. But that's what war must look like if we look down from down on our planet from space. I know men who were teenagers when they enlisted to fight in World War II. What they saw was horrific. Their minds fused for a lifetime with the images of savagery and brutality. Brutality of one man on another. And they never met each other prior to trying their best to kill the other. On orders. Orders from whom? Ultimately, from liars. The smell of dead and rotting bodies of men on both sides of combat was a smell that they never forgot. They never could forget. I know. They told me. My father was there. His brothers were there. My uncles were there. My grandfather was there. And the pure terror of being at sea, dive bombed by Japanese kamikaze fighter pilots. Americans in ships sinking in the Pacific Ocean. Men grabbing onto anything that floated while the ocean was on fire. The pure terror of the flames, the explosions, and the unforgiving cold of the ocean's waters. Pure insanity. Major hostilities of World War I were formally ended at the 11th hour of the 11th day on the 11th month of 1918, with Germany signing the armistice. That's why today, Armistice Day, is remembered. I'll continue to get back after the commercials and bottom of the hour break.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
After talking with Frank Underhill, and I'm just continuing my comments about Armistice Day, Veterans Day. The pure insanity of war. Major hostilities of World War I were formally ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. With Germany signing the armistice. That's why today is Armistice Day, also known as Veterans Day. Class, remember to honor our veterans. They are the men and women that serve our country. They are not the people who start wars. Greedy old men start wars for their personal gain, their own pleasures, and their lust for power. And the veterans are the casualties of the greed of the old men. that start wars. I stand with our veterans. I stand against politicians who start wars. Politicians are the slime, the leprosy, and the plagues of society. Their greed is boundless. They live in harmony with evil. They stay awake at night, plotting and scheming to steal what you have worked all your life for. And they delight in bringing you misery, homelessness, and war. The proof, 40% of veterans living in New York City need food assistance right now. To stop war, you must remember to never re-elect anyone, period. To stop war, you must remember to never re-elect anyone, period. Veterans, we salute you. Politicians, we despise you. I'm Vincent Finelli. Frank, my blood is boiling. Thinking about the horrors of war. Thinking about what those old men in Washington, D.C. have done to our families. The needless death, destruction, maiming, wounding, blowing up cities, blowing up infrastructure, polluting our planet. Your thoughts?
Well, you talk about polluting with depleted uranium, and you know, we thank them with actually, I knew this all along, with food stamps and dependencies and veterans, your people waiting, you know, a year or more for a prosthetic. It's very ugly, and yet these young. These men and women, even in your generation or my dad's generation, they went, and generations before that, went willingly to do one thing, fight for what we are talking about today. And it, at least it, when they come back, at least you can treat them better, you know. And there's restaurants that are giving free meals to veterans. And incidentally, I only hire veterans, you know, they're the only two who work for me, are both veterans themselves that have both done service for this country. And, you know, there's a lot to be said. If you have a business, hire a vet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Frank, when we enter the military, we have recruiters coming to the high schools in Missouri, and these guys are dressed out in their finest uniforms, and they're pressed, and they look just great. And they entice these young, naive high school students into thinking that they're going to travel the world. But I don't think they say, listen, while you're traveling, you're going to be going through a depleted uranium environment. You're going to be injected. And we're going to experiment on you and experiment with you. And you are going to be in harm's way. And we're not going to take you through a tour of the hospital to see these veterans with their legs blown off, their arms blown off, chunks of their body missing, brain damage. We're not going to show you the wheelchairs. We're not going to show you that. But you can travel the world. And what I can't understand is parents of these high school children are saying, yeah, my son's going to be, you know, in the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force. And they're proud of it. Now, I would be proud of it if we were fighting to defend our country from attack. But going to beat up foreign countries all over the world is crazy. It's crazy. So I want to make sure that we thank our veterans. And we thank them, and seriously mean it, because I do. I don't hold any veteran responsible for the atrocities of war, but I do hold accountable the politicians who sent them there. Frank, there was a typhoon. Go ahead.
Yeah. Vincent, before we change, can I just talk about the Predator drones that we have that are killing hundreds and scores and hundreds of just people, innocent civilians? that our veterans are dragged into this kind of war.
Well, Frank, even the armchair pilots who operate these drones from afar, they sit in a chair with computer screens in front of them. They've got a joystick, and they can actually fly these drones and push buttons and release death and destruction from these drones from afar, way, way far away. They might not even be on the same continent as the drone. And what I'm saying is, these people who release this death and destruction actually suffer the mental consequences of what they've unleashed on people they don't know. So all we have to do is find a few guys who like flying remote control airplanes and say, hey, do you like flying remote control airplanes? We got some really cool ones. You know, they're a little bigger and they're fancier and you can fly them from far away and you can sit in front of these computer screens and, boy, this will be a lot of fun. And is it this button over here? That releases destruction. That'll kill hundreds of people at a crack.
Unfortunately, Vincent, I see one of these gentlemen or one of these people once a week, and I can't even look or talk to him. I don't know how, but knowing what he does, I can't even have a, you know, sit and have a pizza with him.
Yeah.
And he's a major.
I understand. There are a lot of things. There are a lot of things that we need to fix, Frank. I've been calling police departments in the United States over the last couple of weeks, and I've been talking to people about the firestorm that the police and these SWAT teams have rained down on us, we the people. And I asked this one guy who'd been a police chief he'd been a policeman for 35 years. And they're in the business of handcuffing people with these hinged handcuffs. These hinged handcuffs are devices of torture. I said to this this guy, county administrator, I said, have you ever put one of those on? And he said, no. I said, wow. So you've been a cop for 35 years and you never tried on one of these handcuffs that you're putting we the people in? He said, no. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? I think the police need to try these handcuffs on and see how they like them. For 12 hours. 12 hours. And let's see if they have the nerve damage that they rain down on us. Frank, 60 Minutes. I didn't see 60 Minutes. What was that all about?
Well, that program should be off the air. First, they bungled with that George Bush interview, and now they're bungling with a Benghazi witness or alleged witness. And it just shows how much mismanagement in the media can hype stories and put people who are not in the story but are in a position to, you know, to do something about the story. It doesn't give them truths and consistencies to work with to get to the bottom of matters. And when I see that journalist, and she's the same one who was assaulted in sexually in Egypt, and now she's back on the air doing scorch and burn, and you got to question her reliability when it comes to journalism. And how do we know even if that assault that she went through was fabricated by her? I don't know. But, you know, you have a very important story such as that consulate incursion where three people died, four people, the ambassador and his body protection, and then you have her interviewing anyone who claims to, quote, have been there. And I think it's another reason why not to watch the managed media. But 60 Minutes, in my opinion, I haven't watched it in a long time since Mike Wallace left the broadcast, but it should not be on the air giving mistruths and hyperizing an event, especially when the person they're interviewing didn't have much to do with that event whatsoever. Very, very bad.
I remember watching 60 Minutes many, many years ago. I haven't watched it probably in 10 years. And maybe even longer.
Since the Bush debacle.
Well, there was they had Enron. They were talking about Enron at one time on 60 Minutes. And they were talking about what a great company this is and how it was earning profits, and they were really doing wonderful things. And I was watching this, and I thought, how can a company be trading in energy the way this company is and making so much money? They've inserted themselves in between the utility and the customer. Then after I watched it, it wasn't a long time before Enron went belly up. Enron collapsed. It was a house of cards. And 60 Minutes promoted it as if it was a wonderful company. It's unbelievable. Well, let's talk about this typhoon in the Philippines. Looks like 10,000 could be dead. 10,000. And it looks like most of them were children. It was a maximum Category 5 storm with gusts up to 235 miles an hour. If you want to see the horrors of nature assisted by man, go to the website, USA.com. It's in pictures. The typhoon. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass, suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned three world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen two world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Frank Underhill's with us. UnderhillSecurities.com. Underhill, UNDERHILL, Securities.com. And if you'd like to contact Frank after the broadcast, 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. Repeat, 702-987-5449. And we're talking about the typhoon that has smashed houses too. To dust almost. Imagine this. Imagine 235 mile an hour winds. Now imagine coconuts flying off the trees. Let's say they're only traveling at 100 miles an hour. What would a coconut do traveling at 100 miles an hour? Well, if you want to see, go to USAPrepares.com. There are pictures of ships on land. They've been tossed there. There are houses that have been turned into 2x4s. There are the death, the destruction is overwhelming. There's probably 50 pictures before and after. You know, just Frank, just looking down on this, it looks like Hiroshima. It looks like what we did with the atomic bomb to Japan. It's unbelievable. So many have died. And then, and you see the military, and they've got their M16s. They've got their M16s. Now, with all this death and destruction, what are they doing there standing armed? Why aren't they handing out food? Why aren't they handing out supplies? Why aren't they in the relief business? Why are they standing there with their M16s? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Infrastructure's down, the electricity's down, water's down, no food, people are starving, they're looting. It's a sad state of affairs. It's unbelievable. And people are taking refuge in churches. They're sleeping on pews. It's hard to imagine this happening here. The closest that I've ever been to anything like this is Joplin. But Joplin was only a few miles long and maybe a mile wide, where it looked like a lawnmower was set to 24 inches and mowed down everything. Frank, have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, not since Katrina, but I just want to say that picture of those two freighters on land there, it's pretty daunting. And I think the word you describe, a Hiroshima, is pretty accurate. But what's more compelling, what you mentioned, is the amount of children deaths. Like, they could not really go anywhere. And right. it's very sad. And again, but Vincent, programs like this medium emphasize preparedness, because I bet you none of those people planned. It can happen to anybody. And when you're not prepared, then you're going to fall into the hands of, quote, those Marines with machine guns and looters and buccaneers and whoever else. Their problems are only beginning there. It's only beginning. And what's going to unwind is lawlessness and disease. And I think you'll see what happens in the next week or two or three or four as it plays on. Even here in America with Sandy, that shoreline hasn't recovered. And then when it did, there's complacency. And then, of course, what Sandy didn't take out, that underground fire took out what was left, basically.
Frank, the most amazing part of these pictures that I'm looking at as we're talking about this is that most of the people in the Philippines right now who are in rescue effort, their cleanup effort, the wheelbarrow with the dead body in it, the man wheeling the wheelbarrow with the dead body, it's all on the website. They're all wearing sandals. Flip-flops, sandals, there's debris everywhere, and hardly anybody has a real pair of shoes on. It's unbelievable. Just looking at the amount of the cleanup, it's impossible almost to conceive of fixing this. Frank, thanks so much for being with us. Coming up, John Reagan. John Reagan's going to be talking about the financial state of the union. We'll be right back after top of the hour news. And commercial announcement. Frank, thanks so much for being with us. UnderhillSecurities.com. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.